Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today was the State of the Union address. It just finished. Yes, normally I put episodes out first thing in the morning, but I wanted to do this one late because I wanted to catch that State of the Union address. And girl, it was nothing like I thought it would be. So let's get one thing clear out the way first. Number one, this was not a State of a Union address. It just wasn't. I'm going to tell you why. The entire time Biden was talking about things that he wanted to do and things that he's going to do, and he's yelling at Congress and he's yelling at the Senate, pass this bill and pass that bill and do right and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay. However, you're not supposed to be talking about what you want to do. That's for the campaign trail. And that's exactly what this was. This was a campaign speech. He did not go into depth over the things that his administration has done. For example, he would skim over, like, at the top of the subjects that he wanted to talk about, that he wanted to change things. At the top of that, he would, if there was anything that this administration had done, then he would go into that. But there hasn't been a whole lot that this admin has done. And so there's not a whole lot to brag about. But there is a lot to complain about, and that's exactly what he did. Throughout the entire address, he complained. Complained about abortion, and complained about how marijuana is still illegal, and complaining about how he wants to add a 25% tax on the rich. He's saying a whole lot of things that really and truly, let's be clear, cannot be done. Okay, it's not doable. Why are you promising people and saying what you want to do? We all want these things. We all want world fucking peace. What is your plan to enact this? We don't even get a plan. We just get bullet points of stuff that he wants to do. They had the one of the mothers of one of the kids at Uvalde, that school shooting that happened. And it's like, yeah, okay, I feel sorry for the lady. I do. I mean, like, who the fuck wouldn't? But at the same time, like, you're not targeting the right fucking issues. You bring her up while you're talking about gun reform. Shouldn't it be more heavily focused, seeing as how every single last one of these mass shooters have mental health issues, because that's the first thing that you hear. If that's the case, if that really and truly is the case, shouldn't the priority be on mental health? But it wasn't. It was more of the same. More of the same old, same old. More of the same old bullshit. What's her tits? The chick on the Republican side. She drops out. Trump's the projected front runner for the Republican side. And no one wants to go against Biden because it's not a good idea to go against your party. Even if you think your party isn't doing a good fucking job. What? Oh, I'm so exhausted. None of this shit makes any fucking sense. And I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. But, you know, Charlemagne has been saying that it's going to be either the poll. I don't know what the fuck he was saying. He's been saying that mainly, though, that the a lot of people are going to be staying at home. Okay? And I mean, like, I kind of don't want to do this anymore. I kind of don't want to do this anymore. One of my biggest pet peeves is when I get to know someone, you know, you're making friends and whatnot, and you're really meshing well and things are going great. And then, oopsie daisy, one day you find out this person has absolutely zero political intelligence. Now, I would much rather you be on the complete opposite side of what the fuck I'm talking about or what I believe in than to not have any knowledge at all and not want to have any knowledge at all. It bothers me. It really fucking does. But oh, how I wish I could be so fucking oblivious. I wish that I could say, well, this shit doesn't affect me, because I know that it does. I know that it does. It's gonna affect me. It's gonna affect you. Things have already happened that have affected a lot of people. So it's just kind of like, you keep talking about what you want to do, but you're not saying anything about what you have done. And the things that you're saying that you want to do, you're not giving us any plan to enact this. How are you going to put a 25% tax on the rich when no one else has been able to do it before? How do you think that shit's going to help? Aside from that, the drama aspect of things, there are several hecklers in the audience. And several times, Biden was called a liar. And he was able to stay on topic, but I think that was mainly due to the teleprompter. This man stumbled over several fucking words. Now I get it. I understand. I fucking talk for a living. Yes, I've stumbled across my words a handful of times too. And I can't imagine being the president of the United fucking States and being able to stand up in front of a whole bunch of fucking people and be able to give a speech, right? Regardless of what the speech is. However, you have to have multiple qualities in order to qualify for the president of the United States. It used to be that a position like that wasn't an honor. It was a duty. It was a responsibility. If somebody voted you in, you would go in begrudgingly, you know, like you're supposed to be paid a very modest salary. You know, you're not supposed to be given all of these luxuries. And it seems as though everybody thinks that they can be the fucking president, but you can't. And now we have someone in the White House that's been in politics for a very long time, but oopsie daisy, he might be a little bit too old to hang on to parts of the qualities that you need to have in order to become president of the United States, at least a good president of the United States. Part of those qualities is being able to talk to the whole fucking country calm, cool, and collected. If aliens were to drop down from outer space right now and the president had to get on the television, is he going to freak the fuck out? Or is he going to be able to calmly say, hey, fucking aliens, you know what I mean? So stay inside. We're going to give everybody a stipend, you know what I mean? We're going to, you know, bump up the pay raise to Amazon deliveries and DoorDashers and all of that. And y'all just chill out while we figure this the fuck out. Thanks. You know what I mean? Like, is he going to freak the fuck out, or is he going to be calm, cool, and collected? And the show display today, tonight, the State of the Union address with him responding back to the hecklers and the way that he responded to them. I'm not about to play any clips. If you want to watch it, it's just hop on Google or YouTube. I mean, it's everywhere. Should be. But I just, I don't, I'm not, I haven't been confident in our leaders in a very long time, but this just really takes the cake. It was a show. It was a spectacle. It was a spectacle. For a good 7 to 10 minutes, he's walking down the aisles and people are singing his praises like he's goddamn Michael fucking Jackson or something. You saved our democracy. You saved our democracy. You what? How? How? How did he do that? How did he save our democracy? Culturally, Biden has been a tone down, but that's about it. That's about it. Can't keep Trump off the ballots. And yeah, I know Biden keeps, you know, talking about, oh, we've got to work together, Republicans and Democrats, we've got to be able to work together and blah, 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 blah. Sir, you were the one that was elected fucking president of the United States. Are you saying you can't do your fucking job? Is that what you're saying right now? You're saying that you can't do your job and you want us to hire you again, but you're, I understand reaching across the aisle is important, but you can't do that shit yourself. You gotta have Trump help. Do you think Trump is stupid enough to be like, okay, I'm gonna welcome you with open arms and have you look like the White Knight? Don't think so. I don't fucking think so. This is so goddamn silly. This is so fucking silly. I will say this much. I will say this much because I don't want to seem completely nihilistic. I do love this country. I do. I really do. I love this country. As much shit as I give this country that we live in, I would never, ever, ever want to be anywhere else in the world. America's where it's at. I'm able to sit up here and make an entire podcast episode about how shitty the State of the Union address was given by our president of our country tonight. Do you think I could do that in Saudi Arabia? Don't think so. I love this country. I really do. Which is why it's so frustrating to see people making the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again. How the fuck did we get here in 2024? How? How did we get here in 2024 doing a complete rematch of 2020? How? How did we do this? How did this happen? How? How did we get here? I don't know. It fucking sucks. It really does. So that, I think that's why a lot of people are upset, is because they, whether they want to admit it or not, whether they realize it or not, they do love this country and they don't want to see it going down the shitter. But we've been seeing it for a very long time. A very long time. And it's a bit depressing. And yeah, where do you go from here? Where do you go? So, I don't know. It's an election year. Are you going to stay at home? Are you going to go and vote? Who are you going to vote for? You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell anybody. There was once upon a time where politics were taboo. That was a taboo topic. You don't talk about politics with anybody. That's your own personal shit. That would be the equivalent of saying, hey, let me see your pubic hair. Like, what? No, that's fucking weird. And now we talk about it so freely. But we can't go back to just not talking about politics. We can't. We're all, the general public is, I think, a little bit more aware of what's going on and what's been going on. He's saying that we're not going to have any boots on the ground in Israel, but we're going to be supporting war efforts. I don't get it. Unemployment is down. Here's the thing. This is what's so funny about unemployment being down. Unemployment is down. Do you want to know why? Because we have promised Ukraine billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, right? We're not giving them buckets of money, okay? So there are humanitarian aids that do help out, and there is money being funneled into that, but the majority of these billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars are going towards weapons manufacturing. So, supposedly, we have material here in America being put together by Americans in an American factory, being shipped by American distributors to Ukraine. So yeah, some people, there's been jobs that weren't here that are now here. One, not everybody knows how to make guns and stuff. Okay, not everybody is a weapons expert. And two, the fact that not everyone's a weapons expert, you can't account for the general public. Okay, that's a certain group of people that were able to shoot that number up higher. And two, what the fuck does that mean when we have to support wars that don't got shit to do with us? Ain't got shit to do with us just to keep our economy afloat? Because the way that he was talking and the way that Zelensky be shucking and jiving for this money, it makes it seem as though we can't really support ourselves without being involved in a war. That's a scary thought. So what the fuck else we finna get into? What the fuck else are we gonna get into? What's going on over in the Middle East is absolutely fucking horrendous. It's horrendous, and I hate that it's happening. And Biden's over here talking about, I think that it results in a two-state option, point blank in the period. Here's the thing. Who the fuck asked you? Nigga, you way the fuck over here. They're way the fuck over there. Let them figure it the fuck out. Why you gotta have a say in it? Why? Why do you have to put your nose in all kinds of people's businesses when your own home is crashing? Why? Why do you have anything to say about that? The only thing that he should be saying is, you know what? It's fucked up. We're going to pull out. We're not sending no boots. We're not sending no weapons. You know what I'm saying? We can do other things to help y'all out for the time being. We can send y'all doctors and shit or whatever. But like, other than that, y'all niggas is on your own because we got shit to deal with at home. We do. Biden, sir, your house is messy. And you want to go and tell other people how to clean theirs? Sir. Sir. Where the fuck do they do that at, yo? Like, deadass, I am so... Like, has politics always been like this, though? That's my question. Because I was never super into politics. You know, I knew the basics, and you know, I've always known who the mayor and shit was and whatnot, but like, I ain't never been this in tune before. So has politics always been ran by a bunch of fucking idiots? I don't understand. Like, a long time ago, it used to be ran by a bunch of like lawyers and shit. And Biden, oh my God. And he can't stop using fucking Barry's name. He always got to bring up Barry in the time that he was vice president. He always got to bring that shit up. But I'm just not confident. I'm not confident. I'm not confident. I'm not confident in either one of these niggas. Like, y'all both owe this shit. I don't want not neither one of y'all. And then on top of it all, a lot of folks talk about the age and stuff, which I do a whole lot of too. A lot of folks only talk about the age aspect of it. Okay, but listen, hear me out. Hear me out. Even if it was a younger person, do you really think that anything would change? Or do you think that that younger person is just as indoctrinated as the older people that we're trying to get out? Come on, y'all. Come on. That's what's probably, I mean, I don't see it happening, but right now would be the perfect time for a young buck to come up and swoop in, talk all the good shit that both Biden and Trump be saying. Just be young, be attractive, know how to talk to the people. Don't be afraid of black people. Don't be afraid of white people. Don't be afraid of Asian people. Go talk to everybody. You know what I mean? Be charismatic. Be the perfect time for somebody to swoop in like that. And then we would all be like, yeah, that's what we need. He talking that big shit. Watch, he gonna have a plan. Ain't nobody else got a plan. He gonna have a plan. He gonna have a plan for that. And we're gonna be like, oh shit, this the one, this the one. This the one, this the one. Right? And then they gonna get in office. And ain't shit gonna fucking change, bruh. Ain't nothing gonna fucking change. Are you serious? It's all the same. They went to the same schools. They hang around the same people. They kin to the same folk. It's a small club, guys. It's a very, very small club. Very small. You have to be vetted. They're not gonna let you play in the sandbox. Unless they're the ones that taught you the rules. It's all a scam, guys. Don't know if you know, but it's all a scam. So anyway, Nikki Haley, I called her what's her tits. I'm sorry, that was probably inappropriate or whatever, but like I don't care at this point. I really don't. Like, it's all just silly to me. All of this shit is silly to me. Anyways, I guess I'll be back next Thursday with another episode. Probably later on in the day. Sorry, this is coming out so late, but it is what it is. That's it for me, y'all. Bye.